Hello and welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of today's podcast is Italy. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday to Friday I will bring you some English to wake up your language learning skills. Italy. Last week we learned a little about Germany. Today we will learn about a country that is close by, Italy. You probably know already that this country of 60 million people has been a major influence on Western civilization. So, what is Italy famous for? The Roman Empire, the Renaissance, music, food, cars, and motorbikes. Mainland Italy consists of a peninsula that lies in the Mediterranean Sea, with the Adriatic Sea to the east. It shares its northern border with France, Switzerland, Austria, and Slovenia. Sardinia and Sicily are two very large islands, among about 70 much smaller ones that belong to Italy. Rome, its capital, was the seat of the Roman Empire from about 400 BC for 800 years. The influence and power of Rome stretched to the north of Britain, the Iberian Peninsula to the west, to Egypt and North Africa, and as far as the Persian Gulf. In AD 313, Roman Emperor Constantine converted to Christianity, which Christianized the empire. The Visigoths, an East Germanic tribe, invaded Italy repeatedly from the north. Other invaders included the Franks and the Normans. Italy became a divided country of powerful states, the strongest being Florence, Venice, Pisa, and Genoa. The Renaissance came about in Florence, bringing a revival of art, music, literature, and science. Napoleon conquered most of Italy, but finally in 1861, Italy became unified. It is a mountainous, fertile land which has crop and hydroelectric resources. It has marble and oil in the south, but its main industries are car manufacturing and tourism. 30 million visitors come every year to the lakes, mountains, and well-maintained historical buildings for inspiration and to learn about this historically influential country. Grammar notes. Related vocabulary. Tribe. The Native American tribe that lived in this area was the Wenatchee tribe. A seat of power. The seat of power in England is London. Fertile. The soil in Canada is so fertile, it is rich and black. Influential. The Renaissance was an influential period for Western Europe. Well, that's the end of another podcast. Thanks so much for listening. And remember, keep those emails coming. I love to hear from you. Until next time, bye-bye.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。